Let's turn our attention to the weather forecast on this Monday afternoon. Mark Russo is now here from Wrist Pulse in Chicago. Hey, good afternoon to you, Mark.
Good afternoon, Todd.
We had a lot of rainfall over the weekend. I'm not sure that we really needed that much. Can you tell me about it?
Sure. Yeah, the primary rains did occur here late Saturday night and throughout much of the day Sunday across Illinois, as well as Wisconsin and on into Indiana and Michigan. Some of the highest totals were across the northeastern section of Illinois, where 2 to even a few pockets received over 3 inches. And resulted in flooding issues, especially a bit more urban areas here in northeastern Illinois. But nonetheless, widespread rains and certainly not needed given even some of the heavier rain events seen last week.
Do we have more rainfall in the offing?
For Illinois, the outlook looks pretty favorable here, meaning that we do not see any significant follow-up rain events basically throughout the remainder of this week. Now, a bit further east, Indiana, Ohio, Michigan will still see some lingering rain today, but tomorrow is their first day where they start to dry out. And again, it's looking like generally five, six days of totally dry conditions here. Much needed following the recent heavy rainfall.
A couple of places I'd like to check in on particularly. Parts of the West have been really dry, and then other parts have not been so dry. For instance, the folks in North Dakota are still running behind.
Yeah, that is one area here where wetter conditions back a couple weeks ago combined with unseasonably cold temperatures have resulted in the significant delays there, as well as even as of a few weeks ago, folks in North Dakota were still harvesting some of the crop from last year. But overall, the pattern is looking much more favorable across North Dakota, let alone much of the northern plains and the northwestern Midwest. So with the combination of drier conditions over the next week or two, plus warmer than normal temperatures, that's going to allow the rest of the crop to get in pretty good fashion.
How are conditions now in Europe and parts of Ukraine, Russia, and some of the stands?
Yeah, well, certainly they've improved in portions of the Black Sea region, Ukraine, Russia, and then some additional rain activity in some of the Kazakhstan and Siberia spring wheat areas. The initial concern back a couple of weeks ago was some of the widespread dryness across both Europe and the Black Sea, but that has since improved. And with more rain on the way for the Black Sea, that area will continue to improve. We are watching, though, some dryness beginning to expand again across Western Europe. So countries such as the UK, Germany, Netherlands, lesser extent Poland and Hungary. Those zones will be, and the countries within it will be turning drier here coming up. So something to watch, any kind of major issue right now, but they're going to be going into June in a drier mode, as well as temperatures warming up. So something to watch as we move towards June 1st.
Hey, thanks, Mark.
My pleasure, Todd.
Mark Russo is with Wrist Pulse. He is in Chicago, Illinois.